morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You all have a good New Year?
Yes.
And glad that you're all here and you're able to join here and also online to worship God together in this New Year. Let us be grateful that we have the opportunity to step into a New Year. As another New Year begins, you know, help. Let us pray that God will help us today to live each day for God's glory and the blessing of this world. Many of our dear ones who have started with us last year are not with us, and some of them are not in good shape as we are. So let us be thankful for what we have, the blessings that we receive. A new year is a fresh beginning, so let us be thankful for that. The announcements, as usual, are listed on the second page in the bulletin. Please follow that with me. Our food bank ministry continues. Please, you can donate in cash or in kind. And we were able to serve the community by donating gifts to the children and some needy families during Christmas time. So let us use the opportunities that God gives us faithfully to serve this community. And the books, my books are available still that will also benefit our mission work. Our cooking class will be next Saturday, January 11th at 10 a.m. at the Fellowship Hall. Yoli is not here. Yoli and JC are coordinating that. You'll get an email during the week about that at 10 a.m. next Saturday. The third Thursday luncheon will be on January 16th at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Please join for a time of fellowship lunch at the Golden Corral in coming. The first Sunday today, we will have Holy Communion. We are glad to welcome Reverend Dr. Gary Thornton from Mississippi. He is the pastor relations of Association of Independent Methodist Churches, and he offered to come here and be with us to celebrate our worship and communion together with us, and he will be preaching to us from the Word of God today. And we will join AIM, and which is something that we can do with Association of Independent Methodist Churches. We can keep our unique status of independent church, at the same time be affiliated with a network, just like Baptist churches do, rather than having an oversight body that appoints pastors. We can hire our own pastors, and AIM is a good network where they can help us find pastors and other leaders. So that is a good thing. So I'm glad that Dr. Gary will come down here and with us today, and we're glad to have you here today. And January 17 and 18, AIM has a men's retreat at Rock Eagle. Those are Friday and Saturday. If any of the men want to go for that retreat, please see me afterwards. I have the information. And thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of this church by your prayers, presence, gifts, and service at Witness. God loves a cheerful giver. And we accept our donations on our website. Please use that opportunity. Many of you have been using it. And please use that. You can have many options like credit cards and debit cards, etc. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any special announcements to make? Nobody else has any special announcements. Let's go worship together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is Hymn number 57, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. We will sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you are able, please stand.
My gracious Master and my God. this blood of atonies.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness, O God. Lamentations 3:22-24. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to gather here and also online to worship You. We thank You for the time that You have allowed us to spend with You and our loved ones during the past year, and allowing us to step into a new year, O God, and we thank You for that. And thank You for Your promises that You give us through Your scripture, every day encouraging us to go forward with confidence. And thank You for Your peace guiding and guarding us every day. Lord, we pray that You will help us to walk with You in this new year better than we have ever done before. We thank You for this congregation that You have placed us in this community, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be Your faithful witnesses here. As we worship together, Lord, we pray that You will help us to worship You in truth and in spirit. With all the saints around this world and the angels in heaven, Lord, we adore You, we worship You. May the services we do here in singing, in our prayers, the meditation of the word and the communion that we partake today, Lord, bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing to Your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Congregation choice today comes from Carol, and it's Precious Lord, Take My Hand, page 474. So if you would please turn to that. Carol is going to sing the first two verses, but then we're going to ask you to join her on the third verse.
All right. You better sing, too. I'll just keep going.
Okay. All right, Miss Carol.
Hear my cry.
The responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 138, verses 1 through 8. It's page 853. If you're able, please stand.
I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart before the gods I sing your praise.
I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and faithfulness.
For you have exalted your name and your word above everything.
On the day I called, you answered me, you strengthened my life.
All the rulers of the earth shall praise you, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
And they shall sing of ways of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For the Lord is high, but regards the lowly.
Yet knows the haughty from afar.
Through I walk in the midst of trouble, you persevere my life.
You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me.
O Lord, fulfill your purpose for me.
O Lord, may your steadfast love endure forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we share our prayers of burdens and concerns and also our blessings together. And we lift up our blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also we lift up our burdens and concerns as a church family united in faith to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that he answers our prayers and according to his time and his will. So let us share our prayers of concerns and burdens and also our blessings at this time. If you turn with me to the back of the bulletin, those are the regular prayer requests that we use for our regular prayers. Please use this as a reminder on your prayer desk every day to pray for these people and these items. Pray for Jean McPrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Claudia Sinclair, Jerry Raines, Lois Thompson, Richard Sims, and Rich Barwa. Pray for these people. And I heard Rich's name is new on the list today. And Wayne, do you have any
update? He's still in the hospital. He's been in the hospital since December 19th.
December 19th.
He had pneumonia and some other things.
If you don't know who that is, it is late Martha Barber's husband, Rich Barber. So please keep him in our prayers. And we have Basil from New York has joined us, and she and I talked last week, and they are doing really well. Jan, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Okay. Try again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. There's an echo. Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Try again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. There's an echo.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now. There's an echo.
Yeah, very good. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Okay, we'll come back to you. We have to fix the problem. And I will update what's happening with Jan and Harry. Harry is back with in their apartment together there now. They are celebrating 50 years of their anniversary, wedding anniversary, on the 19th. So she asked me if we could have an online prayer together and a dedication of their vows again. I said we can do it as long as they're okay with it. So we'll do that online on the 19th, I believe, it's a Saturday, Sunday. We'll work that out with Jan and Harry. So I'm glad that they're doing better. Harry is much better now than when he left. So we are glad that Jan and Harry are doing well, and thanks for joining us today. We'll keep you in our prayers. And pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, delivery people, many, many others who are serving us behind the scene. Let us be thankful for their services, and also pray for them and their families. Also, remember the people who are affected by the terrorism in New Orleans. A very sad, tragic incident happened in our country. Let us keep our prayers more diligent that God will bring peace again in this country, that we will not have any more incidents like this, that God's Spirit will move through this nation, especially during this new administration. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, the new administration that is taking, and to have a peaceful transition without any issues, that the right people will be appointed at the right positions during this time. Let us also pray for the world leaders. And they make decisions that they will also fear God and bring peace and unity to this world. Pray for the church, pray for our church, future of our church, that God will guide us to do his ministry in this community faithfully. And also pray for all the churches in this community, the pastors, their work, and the church at large around the world, or the missionaries, many, many others who work in the kingdom, for the kingdom of God around the world. Let us keep them in our prayers. Pray for the families that are grieving of the death of their dear ones, particularly the people who lost their lives in the terrorism last week, and the families, and the Knuckles family, and also the family and friends of the late President Jimmy Carter. Keep all of these families in our prayers. Those are the prayer requests that I have. Anybody have any new call-outs or prayer requests?
I would like to ask a prayer for my niece.
Your niece?
Carlos McMillan. She's having surgery tomorrow. Remove her gallbladder.
What's her name?
Carla McCarla McMillan.
Okay. Pray for Carla, who is having a surgery. That's a loose knees. Please pray for her. And Lois, her sister, is doing much better back home now. So thank you for your prayers. If nobody else has any special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll pray, spend a few moments in silent prayer, Then I'll close with a summarized prayer at the end. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So do not worry saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you as your children with our prayers of blessings and prayers of concerns. Thank you for the gift of life, family and friends and church, and all the things that we enjoy in our lives, Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We thank you again for this time that you have given us to gather in your name as your children because of your Son Jesus Christ, that we are united by the love of Christ to be here, to worship together. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you as your children with our needs and our burdens also, Lord. We come before you as broken people, broken in many different ways. Some of us are broken in our bodies. Some of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. But you are the one who makes us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we find ourselves lonely, you become our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. Lord, you are the source of true healing. And when we need healing in our bodies, you are the great physician. We come before you with our dear ones, the ones that we mentioned in our prayer request, Lord. We pray for Jean McPrayer and Grace and Harry and Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lois, Richard and Carla and Rich Barber. We pray for your grace upon them. Touch them, Lord, with your healing hand as we pray now. Let your healing power go through their bodies and heal them according to your grace and mercy. Above all, we pray for peace in their families and in their dear ones' families, in their hearts. We pray for those who take care of them, Lord, especially the caretakers have a hard time and hard job to do. Bless them with your grace, Lord, and your peace. We pray for those families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the ones who have lost their lives and their families in New Orleans. We pray for your peace and comforting presence to be there with them, Lord, and their families. We pray for those who are affected by the accident in hospitals. Touch them, O Lord, and strengthen them during this time. Strengthen this community, that we pray for our nation to be peaceful in this new year, Lord. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who serve us behind the scenes every day. We pray for your grace upon them and for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for world leaders, and they make decisions that they will also fear God, and their decisions will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church and we thank you for this opportunity you gave us in this community at this particular time of history to be here to serve you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the things that we do here, to be a blessing to this community, to the needy, so that we can be a loving hand of Jesus to those who need us. Bless all the churches in this area and around the world. Bless the pastors, the bishops, and the ministers and missionaries who work in various parts of the world in various different ways. Bless them, Lord God. We pray that you be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you together as a church, especially with the Hispanic ministry. Help us to grow this church and more people will find comfort in this place. As we celebrate Holy Communion together, we pray that your grace be upon us, that we will be touched and blessed by your Holy Spirit, to be empowered by your word, as we go from this place to be more faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take the offertory, please. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everybody should give according to what God has decided in his heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything even before we ask of you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness of the love we have for you. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today and pray for those who could not give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, Chapter 10, verses 46 through 52.
Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I have introduced Reverend Dr. Gary Thornton to you earlier, he will be preaching to us today, and he can tell us more about what he does and his background and what AIM does for the ministry. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Matthew. I really don't know what to call him. I mean, he has two first names. Matthew Phillips.
Two first names.
I scratch my head, and so I get confused. Do I call him Pastor Matthew or Pastor Philip? So, but anyway, just to tell you a little bit about who I am. Generally, when I get you heard him call me Doctor. I was really over at a church in Sardis. And the pastor gave me just outstanding introduction. And so I preached the message, and then after the service, people came up to me, and one of the ladies asked, she said, "Aren't you Pam's husband?" And I said, "Yes." For those of you who don't know, Pam is the office manager for AIM, so she's the one who deals with everybody. So when your pastor contacted AIM, I think you contacted her.
Oh, yeah, I talked to her.
And then the treasurers for our churches deal with her, so everybody knows who she is. I'm the new guy around, so though I've been involved in AIM, I was sharing earlier, I've been an independent Methodist since 1970. So I was a high school student, and through the ministry of a church there, I got saved and then called to preach. And actually, I married an independent Methodist, so I've been an independent Methodist all my life. And, when your pastor called me and talked to me about coming, it was to answer any of the final questions you might have prior to you making a decision. Well, you've already made a decision. Just to share with you what's going to... I've got the paperwork over there in my briefcase. I'm going to take that back and I'll give that to Pam. She will send it to the executive committee members, and we'll be voting next week. And then I'll give a call and give the results. You're familiar with Austin Roberts, Robertson.
Austin, yeah.
He's been here, and so he's answered those questions for you. And now I forgot where I'm going. I tell you, it's a problem when you get older.
Amen.
The mind just isn't as sharp and as clear as it used to be. AIM is all about relationships. It's not about just having another church on our membership roll. You are real people with real needs, and AIM is all about establishing a relationship. We feel it's important that before you make a decision, you see some leaders in AIM, and before AIM makes a decision, we make sure we've come and met you. Because this is an ongoing relationship over a period of time. And we're just so honored and thrilled that you've made that choice and that decision to become a part of our family. Austin is the coordinator for North Georgia and Central Georgia. And you've already been invited to a men's retreat. I'm sure they'll be working on getting the word out about a women's retreat. I want to encourage you to send people to the annual meeting in June. I've got it in my calendar. All I know is it's the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after Father's Day. The exact dates, I can't remember. I've got too many dates and too many places I've got to keep in my head, and it's just not there unless I write it down. Sorry that after the service I've got to run. I would love to stay and spend more time and get to know you. When we set this appointment up, I notified one of our newer churches. We just approved them for membership last month. They're in need of a pastor. And my thinking is, well, while I'm in Georgia, I'll just drop by. Well, it's in Columbus. And churches don't accept my suggestions. I suggested 5:00 because I said, if we have a 5:00 or 6:00 meeting, we'll move it later in the day. I won't have any trouble. Well, guess what? They want a 4 o'clock meeting. So I've got to run. But I promise to come back. I will be here February the 2nd. I do know that date. So I'll be back. My wife's thinking about coming with me when I come. But we look forward. I'll be calling you this week, Pastor Matthew, to give you the results of our vote. Generally, we don't turn churches down where people are Methodist in doctrine, people that believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and people that want to see people come to Jesus. Not churches that are just wanting to survive. I'm encouraged and excited about how you're engaged in the community and your Hispanic ministry you've got going. That tells us a lot. Well, I'm here to talk about Jesus. And we have it in the scripture, and I'll be real brief this morning. What we have here is we have a story about Bartimaeus. And one day, Jesus is passing through Jericho. And Jesus is a pretty popular fellow. And so a large crowd is following him. Now, Bartimaeus is blind. And by being a blind person, especially in his day, he couldn't read, he couldn't write. He probably couldn't even get around by himself. He probably had somebody that had to escort him around and guide him. And on this particular day, he hears that Jesus is coming. I guess he may have asked, what's all this commotion that's going on? And they said, Jesus, the Nazarene. He's coming. So I want to share you 5 secrets or 5 keys to a fresh start. Here we are, we're beginning a new year. And how many times would we like to just sort of turn the dial back and do a do-over? Here are the 5 secrets, and it's S-T-A-R-T. Start, S-T-A-R-T. The first is the S, that's to seize the opportunity. Here, Bartimaeus has an unexpected opportunity. I'm sure he woke up that morning and he was thinking about himself, this is just another ordinary day. I'm going to go to my spot. I'm going to do what I do every single day. I'm going to ask everybody that passes by for an alms. Because that's what he does for a living. That's what he does to survive. He is totally dependent on the generosity of others. So he seizes the moment. And scriptures remind us that we shouldn't be presumptuous about tomorrow. So he seizes the moment. The T stands for tame our fears. We need to tame our fear. What Bartimaeus does is he cries out. And the people around him, they say, Bartimaeus, be quiet. You're making a nuisance of yourself. Jesus is busy. Jesus has got important things to do. Don't disturb the master. And so what does he do? He even cries out louder. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Children and young people aren't the only ones subject to peer pressure. We hold off doing things because we're afraid of, what would someone else think? But here's one of the conclusions that I've come to. People aren't sitting around in their living room thinking about me. They're at home thinking about themselves and their own situation and their own problems. So we need to tame our... So S is seize the opportunity. T is tame our fears. A is announce our faith. Announce our faith. You know, it's interesting. The people tell Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus, get up. Jesus said, come on over. And so Bartimaeus throws his garment aside, gets up, and he walks over to Jesus. And Jesus asks a blind man, what do you want me to do for you? Now, that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? You know, didn't Jesus know that this guy was blind? Of course he did. Here's the thing. Jesus never asked a person a question for information. Jesus already knows. Every person he asked a question, he was giving them the opportunity to announce their faith. You know, Bartimaeus said, teacher, I want to receive my sight. I want to be able to see. You know, that's a pretty logical thing for a blind man. First of all, he had to have faith that Jesus could do it. And that he had the power and that he would. The same is true for us. We need to announce our faith. R stands for receive his grace. Receive his grace. Here it said that Jesus said, your faith has healed you. God is in the giving business. Bartimaeus received, not because he deserved it, not because he earned it, not because he did some religious things. He did it because God is a giver of grace. And we need to receive His grace that He gives us. And then the T stands for take the next step. Take the next step. You say, well, what would be the next step of faith I need to take? Well, I don't know. When you look at this story, it's interesting. Bartimaeus begins by sitting by the road. That's verse 42. Bartimaeus was sitting by the road. Then in verse 52, he's following Jesus on the road. Now, which lifestyle do you think is the best lifestyle? Not sitting by the road, but following Jesus. And following Jesus is not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Following Jesus is a day-by-day process. Discipleship is taking one step after another. And here we are, a brand new year, and God has got some incredible things He wants to do in your life. God's got some exciting things He wants to do. He's got some challenging things. What's your next step? All of our steps are different because we're all in a different place. If you've never invited Christ to come into your heart and into your life, if you've never asked Him to be your Savior, that's the first step. That's the step you need to take. Maybe Jesus has just been a passenger in your life. You're the one still driving your life. You're the one that's in control. Maybe, there's no such thing. I'm sure you've seen the bumper sticker. God is my co-pilot. God is not a co-pilot. God is either a passenger or the pilot. And so the question is, have you made him the driver, the pilot, the master of your life? That might be the step you need to take. People always feel uncomfortable when preachers talk about money. Well, Jesus talked more about money than he did basically anything. Maybe the step you need to take is to become a better, faithful, more generous giver. I don't know. God's the one who's going to tell you what step you need to take. Maybe you need to find a place of ministry, a place of service. One of the things we always do is we like to procrastinate. For some reason we think, well, you know, if I put this off, it'll be easier tomorrow. It'll be easier next month. But it never is. Actually, it gets harder. Maybe God wants you to go on a mission trip. You know, I don't know what God wants you to do, but God does. So, seize the opportunity. S, seize the opportunity. T, tame our fear. A, announce your faith. R, receive His grace. T, take the next step. As we think about Barnabas, Barnabas woke up. It never dawned on him. You know, just a regular day. Same old, same old. He was given an unexpected opportunity. Well, you didn't realize it today when you came to Piedmont Fellowship. God's giving you an unexpected opportunity. Because He's asking you this morning. So are you going to seize the opportunity? Are you going to tame your fear? Say, no, now's the time I'm going to ask Jesus to do something for me. Because if we will seize the opportunity and tame our fear, He's going to ask, what do you want me to do for you? So what do you want Jesus to do for you? And then if you'll do that, then you can receive His grace. But then you've got to take the next step. 2025, we have a great opportunity before us. Are we going to seize this opportunity for a fresh start so that God can do something incredible in our hearts, in our lives? Because He wants to change us. He wants to enable us to become the follower that He wants us to be and to become. So I guess we will wait.
Yes.
We could always sing.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Gary, for that encouraging speech. As we look forward to the new year, God has some plans for each one of us and also for our church. That's what God's Spirit is telling us. If you can... If you have the laminated sheets there for the Holy Communion, please follow that. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray, Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise our name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread and gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The table is set and it is an open table. All are invited to this open table. This is the Lord's table. This is not a church table or any person's table. This is the Lord's table. All are invited. Please join as the ushers guide you. Ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Amen.
A closing hymn. is 127 in the English book and 82 in the Spanish book, if you have the Spanish book. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. If you're able, please stand.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream blood flows. Let the fire and cloudy journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, lead us till my strength and shield. Lead us till my strength and shield. When I tread the word of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Let me sing on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee.
People of God, God has given us a new year to have a fresh start. Trusting in his promises that he will be with us no matter what is ahead of us. So let us trust in a God who has been faithful in the past and he will be faithful in the future. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.